I still have a kind of a howl, but it's, I always have that here. I don't know what it's, you know, it's probably the computer making the noise, but the hum was like, I don't know, like a transformer or something.
Yeah.
You should see this studio. Our armchairs have begun, the arms are all foam, eh? And they've begun to break up. And I found another office that is getting rid of its chairs.
Wow.
And they're all worn out except the arms. So we have four chairs without backs in here, as well as mine today. And okay. And I brought a screwdriver to switch the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many workers work with you in the office?
Well, let's see. We have a volunteer coordinator. We have an administrative coordinator. So one of them does people, one of them does things. And then we have some part-time people. We have news, spoken word, which is different from news, because news is specifically news show. Spoken word is any show that is speech. Then we have music, which is a busy and important department. We have sports.
Uh-huh.
Someone who oversees the live broadcast of sports events. And then we have that's okay. That'll sound good on the broadcast. Then we have committees. We have a programming committee and a fundraising committee, of which I'm a part every year. And I think there are other committees too. But because they're kind of they act for the members and for the board, and we have a board to which people are sometimes appointed. I think there's some students on the board, and there's the station management.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of people who are elected from time to time.
Oh, good.
So yeah, most everybody. I mean, except for the five part-time positions, the spoken word and the sports and those people, and the volunteer coordinator and the administrative coordinator, everybody else works for free.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to like what you're doing, which helps.
Hmm?
I say you have to like what you're doing if you're doing it for nothing. And that helps, that everybody likes what
you're
doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So we couldn't get in touch with Diane Finley, and I don't think we'll be in touch with Mr. Harper. Coming to Hamilton, unfortunately, but we are in touch with you, and we can put that out over the airwaves. It looks like things are kind of rough for Mr. Harper right now. He's lost a couple points in the polls, and he's going to introduce his new party platform, which I guess he hopes for a last-minute boost in ratings.
Yeah, but, you know, he lost a few points, but I'm sure he's going to win.
Okay.
I'm sure.
You're sure of a majority or a minority?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so
no.
You're sure of a minority at least.
Yeah. But like for sure. Because like the liberal is not better than the conservative. It's always the same.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, it's like, I don't think so. It's like the liberal, the conservative, the same.
That's a very Canadian point of view, Goddard.
Yeah.
I think most Canadians would probably, many Canadians would probably agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Same politics. Like,
well, we had the advance polls here, so some people have already voted.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work during the election in one of the polls. Excuse me, it makes me tired just to think about it. I'll be working 12. I'll be working 12 hours on October 14th, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'll be in bed October 15th.
And studio?
Yeah, I'll be in bed October 15th.
Okay.
I'm just too, I can't normally do 12 hours, but one day, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I work overnight here, and then I go to bed for like a day and a half. Sometimes the show needs to be done, you know? We have an unusual interview this week. I had an auto worker who was laid off, and then his friend, probably in the same line of work, hung himself. Another friend of his started drinking and lost control of his diabetes, so he had his legs amputated. And this guy took to drink and drugs. and lost his marriage, and he's now severely disabled and on drugs all the time. He looks kind of sleepy, and I wanted him on the show, but he forgot yesterday that he had said he would come on the show, and when I spoke to him, he didn't even remember saying it. So we have somebody else on the show this week is a doctor in Rochester who has decided through his research that pain changes your body, that it's not a matter of, oh, you're just in pain, ignore it. It's only pain. He's found out that that your body changes its response depending on the pain that you experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, prolonged pain creates a prolonged response. So,
do you know, Jeff, when I got my deportation?
No.
I was drunk once, like in 2006, before.
You were what?
I was drunk.
Jumped?
Every day. 7 days a week.
What do you mean, jumped?
Drunk.
Oh, drinking.
Alcohol.
Oh, okay.
7 days a week, whole, like, yeah, I was like big. Younger, the alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I came almost alcoholic person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and I was like every day, every night, 7 days a week when I got my deportation. And
yeah. This was as a result.
I was like depressed. And
yeah.
Yeah. When I came to church.
Yeah.
I continue to drink, but like year, but now like 14 months, 15 months, no more, I touch it in my mouth.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Did you know that there is Alcoholics Anonymous on the web?
Yeah, I know. It came at the church here.
Yeah? But it's on the internet. They have meetings on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh. I will find out more for you.
No, but I saw them like every Friday, Saturday and Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here in the church.
They still come?
Church. Yeah, two days a week.
Very good.
But I never go with them because I'm not.
You can't leave, no.
No, but I can't. But like I'm independent. You know what I mean? I don't want to. But I had the responsible to hold Montreal for Alcoholic Anonymous on my radio show one time.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I go to Al-Anon for people who have alcoholics in their lives, people who are not alcoholic but have alcoholics in their lives. I used to go to Al-Anon. I haven't been in, a couple of years now. But it did an awful lot for me, and I should go back. Oh, yeah.
No, but like now, my position, I took position for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, no more drink, that's it, no more.
Oh, yeah, when you're alone, it could be really rough.
Yeah.
Especially for a diabetic.
Oh, I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I was like, I feel like I want suicide. That's what I felt before. I feel like I had to die. That's why? You know, I was like, why I want to go there in Algeria? That's it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I started drink like crazy. And
yeah.
Actually, before I came to church,
Yeah?
When I came to the church, like the blessing, it's a blessing for me.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah. I don't know what I don't know what to say to that, except I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, and just like, no, like for 14 months or 15 months, I didn't touch alcohol. I hate the alcohol now. Like,
do you have the date? Do you know the date that you stopped?
27, July 27.
We should start a clock for that too, shouldn't we?
Yeah, it's like July 27.
We have a clock for pain, and we'll have a clock for success. We'll run them side by side and see which runs longer.
Yeah, July 27.
2007?
2007, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, but year before, like, before 27, just I touched only two times, like, a whole year after.
Oh, before?
After, yeah. Yeah, before July.
Yeah.
I touched July It's like June to July, I touched it only 2 times.
Yeah.
After, I never touched it after 2017 now. Like more than 14 months, I didn't touch it.
Well, you know what they say, one day at a time, eh?
One day at a time, yeah.
Yeah, but that's good, 14 months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then almost 7 months before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but like I'm happy with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And believe me, Jeff, I can't smell the alcohol. If I smell alcohol, I feel very nervous.
Yeah.
And I won't show up. And
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was alcohol in my family, and
yeah.
That's why I go to Al-Anon. It changes
anybody,
everything.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very common.
Yeah.
But. I hope you have some good mocktails when they celebrate your acceptance.
Oh yeah, one day, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mocktail is a cocktail with no alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had many parties here, but without alcohol, only like, you know.
Yeah.
Only the juice, and it's like nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any projects on the go?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll stay quiet because Thanksgiving.
Because what?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Coming soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe we had a big supper here in the church.
Somebody going to bring you a turkey?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, good.
That's what I heard.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know. That's what you said like a week ago.
Yeah. Well, my sister's making turkey, and I'm invited, so I'm looking forward to it, too.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not going to make me any slimmer, Cutter.
Well, it's good.
Yes, for sure.
It's good.
You know, turkey contains tryptophan, which is an amino acid that makes you sleepy?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why you're always sleepy after a big turkey dinner. That's true. Yeah.
You know, Jeff, the first, when I went to United States,
yeah.
Algeria to United States, when I, and JFK.
Yeah?
The person I meet to take me to shelter.
Yeah?
The office, before I went to shelter.
Yeah?
The guy, he gave me turkey sandwich and Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Like, good welcome to...
Was it Thanksgiving or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I remember...
Just turkey sandwich.
October 27th.
Oh, close for the Americans. 2 weeks away, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. And he gave me, like, turkey sandwich at Coca-Cola. And, yeah, like, welcome to New York.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to New York. All right.
Yeah.
Did it make you sleepy? I guess Coca-Cola would keep the sleep away. Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's a good combination.
Yeah. You see, it's like 100% North America.
Yeah, that's
Coca-Cola
true.
Coca-Cola and turkey.
Turkey sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the turkey puts you to sleep and the Coca-Cola keeps you awake. Yeah, that's true. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I can't say that I've ever been further than the Caribbean out of North America. But the Caribbean now has come here. In the neighborhood I live in, you can get Caribbean breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Ackee and saltfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not tried any yet because I don't have the money to eat out, but I will.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll even like it. Ackee is like scrambled eggs. It's a vegetable, but it's like scrambled eggs.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's very mild tasting, and it looks yellow, and it looks... sort of fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're taking it easy, waiting to get better. Doctor's been, yes?
I hope tomorrow to Wednesday, I hope the doctor she won't stop by.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah, because I have my wisdom tooth also.
Yeah, is it hurting?
I feel it, yeah.
Oh.
But it's not like a big pain, but I feel it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the doctor said, like always said before, when you feel it, just call me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a tooth A tooth, they probably could do at the church, but
no,
you won't enjoy it.
No, no, he said he can't.
No, eh?
He said he couldn't, like, now it's like 8 months.
Yeah?
1 year, yeah, 8 months. He give me this antibiotic because the surgery, he have to do surgery to take it out.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
It's still in.
So he does the antibiotic so that it's not infected when he takes it out.
Yeah, but he said he can't do it here.
Okay.
He said you have to, yeah, take me to his office, and he opened the, like he went to surgery. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, if he has to take you to your office, to his office, maybe like that other lady, maybe we can get you some kids for the occasion, eh? Cutter, don't go away. Daddy, we love you. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to bring you a girlfriend, you know, 9 months later. Oh, he's got kids. He has to stay. Yep.
So my lawyer, because I have two lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is my lawyer, not a woman. She had, because like the both, it's like the both my lawyer, it's like the woman and the guy, it's like the, it's like, how can I say it? Couple? How can I say it?
Well, try it in French.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, it's like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. So the two lawyers are a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the baby yesterday. The first baby.
Oh, congratulations to them.
Thank you.
What is it, boy or girl?
Boy.
All right, yeah.
His name is Mish.
Mish?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, congratulations. You got a team, eh?
Yeah.
A team.
She called me and she left me a message. She told me, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Any word about your second application? No, eh? It just goes through the process.
Yeah, just waiting to process.
Okay.
But I know... Maybe after 14, because everything now it's slow. That's
yeah.
Why, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. After the 14th. Everything's after the 14th.
Yeah, that's what we hope.
Everything except the stock market crash, right? That comes before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff.
Nice to talk to you. Glad
nice
to hear
to
you're a little
you
bit
too.
Little bit better.
Yeah,
and,
take care.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.